This program is brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you like what you hear and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and resonancefm.com on the net. Today's program features artists' records by the likes of Stan Douglas and Rodney Graham. Not recording artists as such, but artists who make recordings. Yes, there is a difference, or maybe not. I'm starting with a particularly enigmatic project by Stan Douglas, which I caught by chance at the temporary art space next to King's College. That's on the Aldwych, London, and there was a huge exhibition of video art, video installations particularly. The Douglas installation presented what seemed to be a film or video of a 1970s recording studio, with a funky band performing in the style of Miles Davis, perhaps. I have just been informed about 5 minutes ago that apparently this video was presented as a loop. So it would seem as though this cutting this track or the rehearsal or whatever it presents would go on endlessly. The eagle-eyed or bat-eared might ascertain quite quickly that all is not what it seems. This concept has apparently been developed by Stan Douglas since the 1990s and is possibly part of a genre of music, which has probably already been explored by PhD students and scholars. What would it be called? Post-nostalgic, future, retro, ironic homage. Either way, to bring such a project to completion requires a high degree of professionalism and money. This particular one is like looks like a Hollywood recreation of 70s funk music. But instead of actors, Douglas has the cooperation of grade one musicians, who goes so far as to include Afro haircuts. Can you still think Afro haircut? The result, apart from the installation, a double vinyl LP edition of 50, I think, of this funky stuff, which I will play in due course, and compare it with the real thing, the authentic sounds of Miles Davis from On the Corner. I have to confess that I find the whole project slightly mystifying, possibly pointless, but then it's art. In a similar vein is Rodney Graham, who went one step further by releasing a 10-inch vinyl LP with a replica cover of a Deutsche Grammophon Platt. As I say replica, I'm looking at it again now for the first time in quite a while. And, of course, they've missed off the Deutsche Grammophon logo, but everything else looks exactly like that, with a sort of yellow bar. The fact that it's a 10-inch LP sort of sends it back in time immediately, just looking at it. Rodney Graham himself poses on the front, looking like, I don't know, very hard to date it. He could be 1959, he could be 1963, but backdated. He sort of looks like a university professor with glasses and an acoustic guitar. And that's from an album called Getting It Together in the Country. Where was I? Yes, the replica of Deutsche Grammophon Platt. And Graham also dabbles in retro, futuristic, ironic post-nostalgia in various CDs, again with the help of probably sessions musicians. Here is a small selection before we start on the Stan Douglas project. This inquiry could be developed and possibly untangled, but I'm not the man for the job. I'll just play the records. The reverse of this, of course, would be musicians painting, perhaps, like Bob Dylan, Paul McCartney, Don Van Vliet, i.e. known as Captain Beefheart, but not in an ironic, retro-futuristic, post-nostalgic homage. Where was I? Yes, Stan Douglas. OK, let's press on through appropriation and reference and maybe swing later into Martin Kippenberger playing drums with a jazz band. It's all good fun, isn't it? OK, so I'm going to play some snatches of bits, I think, from a Rodney Graham CD. And the cover purports to look almost like a torn film poster from maybe 1962. And it's called The Bedbug, Love Buzz, and Other Short Songs in the Popular Idiom. And he goes through a whole gamut of styles and yeah, genres on this record. So I'll play two or three which sort of seem to reference other music forms. This first one is called Ball and Chain. Sweet. So that's Ball and Chain. Rodney Graham on vocals and all guitars, John Collins on bass, Bill Napier Hemi on banjo, Randall Stoll on drums. So then, yeah, various other tracks which go through a whole, as I say, through a whole gamut. This next one's called File Under Europop.
Thank you.
That's Rodney Graham, File Under Europop, in contrast to Ball and Chain, and probably in contrast to just about every other track on this CD. I'll be playing some more Rodney Graham later, probably from Getting It Together in the Country. Probably more music for the love scene of Zabriskie Point, again throwing himself back into the past in what I'm now coining officially as a new genre, ironic retro-futuristic post-nostalgia. Okay, so let's move into Stan Douglas. Douglas places two recognisable fixed points at the centre of this work. One of them is the studio, a replica of the famous Columbia Studio on 30th Street in New York, where Miles Davis, as a longtime Columbia artist, worked at various stages of his career. The other is the title of the work, which refers to two African cities. I need the LP cover. Luanda, Kinshasa, that underwent important historical developments during the period of the Electric Miles, that's Kinshasa and Luanda. Thus, Douglas not only establishes a relationship between the musical and cultural political developments that had occurred since the time of the performance of the fictional Orchamps Quartet and the Pan-African Festival of 1969, he also refers to the kind of titles that Miles Davis preferred at that time. And so it goes on. There are lengthy lengthy notes on the cover by Diederichsen. I couldn't make that out. Diederichsen. So there'll be more Rodney Graham coming. There'll be some Musique Barbare by the Dutch painter Karel Appel, possibly Pipilotti Rist, depending on how much time we've got, and Martin Kippenberger. But now Stan Douglas, which I will then, we'll see how much time I've got, but I'll play the Stan Douglas, pseudo 70s funk, but played, it has to be said, by very respected musicians, including people like Jason Moran, features on this. And then perhaps we'll place and contrast it with the Miles Davis on the corner, and you can decide for yourselves which is real. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, this is Miles Davis from On the Corner. If I can find the CD, can I? Yeah, here it is. On the Corner. And this track is called Vote for Miles, which on the cover says it's 8 minutes 45, but the CD player here seems to suggest it's 13 minutes 44. Strangely, I thought the record of Stan Douglas almost sounded like it was speeded up. I couldn't really be sure that it should be at 45 or 33. It sounded incredibly, especially the bongos sounded incredibly fast. But the same is true of the Miles Davis from the 1970s, from On the Corner. Also, the bongos sound incredibly fast. So Stan Douglas has done a good job there of replicating that sound. So I shall move on now to, this is another track from Rodney Graham from Getting It Together in the Country. This is from a 10-inch LP. This is More Music for the Love Scene of Zabriskie Point, which looks like, oh yes. By all accounts, the bomb that almost sunk Michelangelo Antonioni's film career. But the pop music soundtrack became famous. And the film contained in the climactic scene with the exploding desert house the blueprint for subsequent MTV-style music videos, which may or may not be a good thing. But the film had something positively constructive about it, in that it enabled Jerry Garcia of the Grateful Dead to buy his house in San Francisco, courtesy of the notoriously difficult but temporarily deep-pocketed auteur, who invited Captain Trips to fly down to LA to improvise some guitar work for the film's so-called desert love scene. So this is Rodney Graham's version of the Grateful Dead's music for Zabriskie Point. Graham. Okay, now two tracks coming up from by Martin Kippenberger, who was known as something of an art joker, I think. I'll play one of his more, what should we say, arty tracks, This one is called New York Auschwitz. And then after that, he apparently enjoyed playing drums just in a jazz band, just, you know, enjoying himself playing jazz. So I'll play one of those after this one.
Mein Arsch jetzt.
Wirklich. Arsch jetzt.
Mein Arsch jetzt.
Arsch jetzt.
Nicht aus.
was Martin Kippenberger from a box set. Well, actually, it's not a box set. It's a box. It's quite a deep black box called Martin Kippenberger Musique, 1979 to 1995, which comes with substantially, well, quite a thick book and one CD. So today on Wavelength, I'm playing tracks to prove my thesis of ironic retro-futuristic post-nostalgia, which I'm earlier called post-nostalgic future retro-ironic homage. So it's a fairly fluid genre. And next up is Epipilotti Wrist. These are all artists who've made music, basically. Epipilotti Wrist, and that is described as My Boy, My Horse, My Dog, 1997, an audio-visual installation by P. Wrist with one video projection, one player, one slide projection, overlapped with video projection, one audio system, originally from Shooting Divas in 1996, an audio-visual installation by Pippi Lotti-Rist. Work in progress with 10 singers, one editing system, studio technology, various collaborators, etc., etc. But I'm afraid it doesn't tell me who that particular voice was. So that remains a mystery. Next up is a long track by who's it by? Carl Appel, a Dutch painter. And this was recorded in 1963. What was he? He was a bit like the Dutch Picasso. He was sort of like a household name in Holland, sort of around about the 60s, I think, as sort of Holland's wild painter. He would appear in magazines and so on. And in 1963, he cut a record. And that was illustrated with photographs by the noted Dutch photographer Ed van der Elsken, who did a book called Love on the Left Bank. But this is Carl Appel as a concrete musician, I suppose we'd call him. Okay.
The tragedy of the world belongs to nobody. It is like the wind with its own dreams. We feel it, we go through it, we die of it, or we live on. So the creative man stands in desolate self-expression in the world, and he stays alone.
Karel Appel from Musique Barbare. Karel Appel, the Dutch painter. That was recorded in 1963, and that particular track was called Le Cavalier Blanc, which I imagine stands for The White Knight. So, I rest my case. I think I've proved beyond doubt that there is a genre of ironic, retro, futuristic post-nostalgia with people carrying on the baton, such as Stan Douglas and Rodney Graham. So now I'll finish with possibly a couple of Rodney Graham tracks. We'll see. This one is called What is Happy Baby?
I'm not feeling too good myself. Feeling all right. I'm not feeling too good myself. Boy, sure took me for one big ride. And even now I sit and wonder why. But when I think of you, I start to cry. I just can't waste my time, I must keep driving. Gotta stop believing in all your lies. Feeling alright. I'm not feeling too good myself.
This program has been brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you liked what you heard and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.